Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with T. Waldman Williams about the Knoxville Community Chorus. Well, first off, what is the Knoxville Community Chorus?
The Knoxville Community Chorus is an organization that actually encompasses many from other than just Knoxville. We have people from Pella and people from other communities that come and join us. We sing. We have people from all ages, from I think around sixth grade to all the way up to those who have retired. And it includes both men and women. And so we sing twice a year in concerts, and we start in September through December for our holiday concert. And then again, we start in January through April. And we have two different chorus directors or masters. And we use the community to be the accompanist. We have several accompanists that help us each year, and they're really just marvelous musicians. And we also have some people from the high school who come and help us with different instruments. So it's really quite a variety of things that we do to really fill our spirits through song.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Talk about the community aspect of it, because you talk about different ages, I guess. How does that bring you all together?
Well, the younger ones sure make me feel younger, which is always lovely, and I'll take any of them. However, you know, we break down into our parts, and you become closer to some of the people in your parts. There's one individual with whom that I stand next to, and it's like a joy to get to see her and her family. And then you become like a family yourself. And I've seen the men's section grow, which is just lovely to hear. And we have people from Melcher Dallas and Pleasantville and other places. And we go beyond just our community to sing, because we're going to be singing down in Pleasantville on July 3rd, and I think up here in Knoxville on July 4th. And so we also sing at the Memory Center. We've sung at Westridge and at Homestead. So we look at different places that we sing to provide that community sense of song.
Talk about the music that you do sing. Is it generally one theme, or how does the music get chosen as well?
Well, that is a good question. But I think that there's a number of people. I know Steve Waters and Barbara Waters have really helped Paul Peterson help come up with music. But Paul Peterson, who's our spring chorus director, and Cynthia Thiel, who is our winter director, they are both school choral directors in high school. So they've been very helpful to give selections. I've also, because I've sung in different choruses, many of us supply music that we have heard or loved and suggested things to them. So there's kind of a theme, but not really a theme.
How did you get involved with this? I mean, it just kind of seems like a lot of fun, like I said. How did you decide to join, and how do you think other people have come to that conclusion?
Well, for one thing, I've sung all my life, and my undergraduate was music. So one of the things that when I came here, I was looking for another avenue to sing, because I've always sung with women's choruses or mixed choruses. So when I heard the community chorus and somebody had suggested that I join, I did. And I have come to really enjoy it. When I'm out with a lot of clients, though, like I have been out east, there's times that I feel that I haven't been able to practice enough and to be a part of that. So only once or twice have I not been able to sing in the last 7 years, I think. So I think anybody from the community, we have people from Pella, Melcher Dallas, and I know that there's other Pleasantville, and I know that there's other communities that we have. So I just encourage everybody to come and join. It's good community spirit.
And how would one go about joining? Who should they contact, or where should they go?
Oh, gosh. I think we do have a Facebook page. I'm not very good on Facebook. And I think that they can always call me. We put out flyers, and we put something in the paper also to suggest that people come to the chorus. So, you know, there's a number of ways they could come on. I think both the radio and the newspaper has helped us encouraged, yes, that through this spot and through other ways.
Thanks to T. Waldman Williams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.